Hey guys, welcome to this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Podcast Series. I'm your host, Vanessa Green. Guys, it is the 1st of December. It is the end of the year. The summer fish are here. It's been another fantastic week on the KZN coastline. So I hope you spent well on the last week's Black Friday sales, because you're going to need that new tackle for what we've got in store. Now, speaking of what we've got in store, our reporters have the latest news of what's been going on over this past week, and here's a little taste of what you can expect in this week's show. So on your offshore side, that is picking up really well with lots of decent tuna. The Dorado is still on the bite. That's right, popcorn season is here. Kuta has been caught along the entire KZN coastline. As for your rock and surf, well, everything is now in full-on summer mode. So what we can expect, and what you will hear about, is a lot of that inedible action that's been bending rods throughout this entire saltwater stretch. As for the freshwater, well, Jan is going to be telling us all about what's been happening on that scene, especially more so with the bass and what we can expect from this week's weather that's coming up. Now, as I mentioned, it is the 1st of December. You no longer have to hear about me harping on the shad fishing that we're not supposed to be doing. However, I will say this. Shad season is officially open. All I can say is respect those bag limits and respect those size limits. So another action-packed show is on the way for this week. Let's get into it. But as always, before we do, special thanks to our sponsor, the Kingfisher. And this is their featured product for the week.
Q-Fish Reel Protector fights corrosion, lubricates reels, and displaces water. Many multi-purpose oils are not plastic safe and run the risk of damaging your reel and your fishing line. Q-Fish is tested to be 100% plastic and nylon safe and features excellent corrosion protection properties against saltwater environments, whilst acting as a high-performance cleaner and moisture repellent. Q-Fish fights corrosion, lubricates, displaces water.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Guys, what we must mention is this week is Kingfisher's annual clearance sale. This is going to take place on the 2nd to the 4th of December. This is at their Hunter Street branch only. That is 53 Hunter Street, Durban. Guys, what you can expect are samples, some trade show stock, seconds, end of range, as well as everything else you can imagine being on clearance. Now, guys, what you can expect is some massive discounts on these items. And this is something for every angler out there. Whether you're fishing offshore, rock and surf, carp, bass, or fly fishing, the Kingfisher has over 200 rods, masses of reels, and terminal tackle that they are clearing out. So make sure you grab them. It is on a first-come, first-served basis, obviously. And you really don't want to miss out on this. Last week, yes, we had Black Friday. Kingfisher is continuing to give us more, and that is on their annual clearance sale. So make sure you do not miss out on that. Now, kicking off the show, as always, we are with Adam, our South Coast guru, who's going to be telling us all about what's been going on over this past week and what we can expect with the weather conditions coming up. He is covering areas from Port Edward, moving on to Ramsgate, down to Margate, into Yovongo, Adrushelli Beach, and rounding off in Port Shepston.
Good day, Vinesh, and fellow anglers. Hope all is well in the fishing community. Guys, it's the 30th of the 11th, 2022, and we are definitely on the cusp of December, the mad, silly season, but also the summer season. So it's a season to get eds and non-eds, Vinesh, especially on the lower south coast. And that is exactly what's been happening recently. We've had a few gherry coming out. We've had some monster-sized shad. Obviously, the season is opening pretty soon. And those shad caught out of season have been put back, which is good to see. We've had a few decent-sized cob and a lot of smaller shoaling cob. We've also had one or two decent-sized brusher. The bronze bream have definitely been a bit slower on the bite. It's not as wild as it was a couple of weeks ago in the Trafalgar Munster area, Palm Beach area. But the guys targeting them have still been getting them, and there have been a few nice sizes. Also, Vinesh, the guys on the deep sea section on the lower south coast have been getting a lot of yellowtail. and a few decent sized bottoms. So fishing has picked up the last few days. I suspect, however, that it is going to go a bit rough in the next few days coming, as we've had our river mouths open, especially the Umzimkulu, and we've had a few northeasterlies, which is definitely going to push that brown water further and further and further south. So I'm not too sure what it's going to do. Looking at the future cast, it doesn't look too good either. But again, Vinesh, this past week there was a nice size cob apparently landed at Sea Park, with the same angler catching one in the same area last year, very similar size. There's been a few bronze bream landed in the 2 to 3 kilo range, which is always good for a meal or two. I know that the guys that have been trying for a few blacktail or carantinas live bait have been a bit sort of puzzled, as we haven't had a lot of them around. I kind of suspect, though, that because of the smaller hammers hanging really, really close to the bricks, that the live bait have been a bit few and far between. Some areas, though, have been reporting a lot of them, so I kind of think they're congregating. So it must be said that the non-eds are definitely something that I would target at the moment on the lower coast, though, Vinesh, with a few rags, greys, and black tips coming out. But again, it's been a bit of a mixed sort of bag, if you want to call it, where guys have been targeting eds being bitten off, guys that are targeting non-eds and landing edible fish. So again, guys, when you go down to the beach, just take what you can with you and throw two baits, at least minimum throw two baits. Moving over to the bass side though, Vinesh, it has been a bit on the quiet side. We've had a bit of weird weather on the local coastline, especially on the southern area where we are. So bass have been a bit sort of few and far between. The guys are still catching a lot of sort of smaller bass in the 200 to 600 gram range. There's definitely been a lot of the bigger guys caught in the later afternoons as the sun is setting. And the old regular spinner has seemed to be doing the damage. So it looks like bass have almost been reset, if you want to call it. But hey, as we all know, guys, that fishing is fishing. On the day, anything can or will work. But now moving over to the weather, Vinesh, it doesn't look too great for this weekend, I must admit. It just doesn't seem to be settled, and the wind seems to be all over the show, but we might get one or two gaffs in between, especially for the non-eds. So on Thursday, we've got a 20 to 50 k an hour wind gusting northeast, blowing on a 2.5 meter swell and a 7 second gap. Very short waves there, Vinesh, but the wind is going to be pumping. Friday, still a northeasterly, changing to an easterly late Friday to a south wind. There's a small drop in the wind, but still a 9 second wave period. So doesn't look like there's going to be any reprieve in the weather or the wind. Saturday, southwester is going to be pumping, 25 kilometers per hour, gusting up to 30 k's an hour, slowing, however, in the afternoon, with a southwester sitting at a 2.8 meter swell and a 9 second gap. So Saturday might be a few periods where we can go and throw a line. However, Sunday, Vinesh, early, the wind drops right down to a slight northeast. However, it does pick up in the afternoon. The swell is a bit down to about 1.6, 1.7 meters at a 10 second gap, but it does, obviously, as a northeaster, pick up later in the afternoon. So guys, look, I don't know if it's going to be the ideal time to fish this weekend or if it might even be fishable. However, the cast is trying, look, bait in the water, whether you get a bronze bream or a ragged tooth shark, we don't know. It's just one of those things, Vinesh. But as I am saying earlier, guys, just remember that we are moving over to the December period, and we're going to have a lot of holiday makers around. So please, guys, just be friendly and helpful, as we are known as the local South Coasters, and just help a fella out. Otherwise, everyone have an awesome weekend. Tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Thank you, Adam. Always great to hear from you, my friend. Wow, so Adam was talking about some monster shad down the South Coast. And guys, I can tell you that was some of the biggest shad I have seen. He sent me some images of what's been coming out over this past week. And wow, South Coast has had some proper monster fish, including that beautiful sized cob that was caught. Glad to hear that there was another one. I mean, just last week we reported about the 50-odd kilo that was out there. So, yeah, looks like that big fish is still there. Looks like the bronze bream is still there. As for the bass, well, mornings and afternoons, that seems to be the prime time to go and get those beautiful species. So guys, that rounds off that lower end of the South Coast. Moving down to Warner Beach and Amanzimtoti, we are with Gary from the Kingfisher branch, and this is his report for this past week.
Morning chaps, it's Gary here, Kingfisher Warner Beach. Good morning to you all. So the easterly wind is picking up early today. There have been a few browns, flatfish, some bonefish around, and of course the season opens for shad tomorrow, I think it is. Yeah, it all passes so quickly when you're having fun. The Lover River opened yesterday and is pushing a bit of brown, pushing it south with its easterly. The water is very clear otherwise, and a bit gingerish, you know, close in obviously with a bit of rain, but otherwise being clear and warm. Yeah, other than that, not much to report. What did I see? A chap told me there's quite a bit of bait off Scottsboro, but I haven't seen any bait on top here along the Lobo Flats at all, and some off Doonside. But let's just play it by ear. That first bit of brown water might get some grunter going. We're long overdue for a decent grunter run along the flats here. Until next week then, go well.
Thank you so much, Gary. Yes, well, we've got a nice variety of fish, although it's been slightly more on the quieter side. At least that water's clear, and I'll promise you I will be crossing my fingers for that grunt. It's been a while since I got a decent one off the surf. Now moving on into Durban, where we know there's going to be a variety of fish. How the water condition is, that day we are still very much on the fence. Nevertheless, we have got Mike V and Brad Krobler, who's going to be telling us all what's been going on in Durban over this past week.
How's it, bud? Yes, the last week of fishing has been very sporadic. When the weather's been good, the fish have been eating. When the weather's been bad, we've all been right. You're on the rock and surf side, a lot of good edibles. I saw a couple of pics of some big bonefish, absolute giant bonefish, all on the south coast, a couple up the north coast, but mainly south coast. Some lovely sandies, diamonds, honeycombs, grey sharks, a good scattering of edibles have been caught. Edibles, also, lots caught. Guys are still getting good fulls of bronze bream. Saw a couple of pics of some nice stumpies and grunters on the north coast beaches. The one gentleman got a yellow belly rock cod. I think he said it was 70 centimeters. It looked absolutely beast. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, there's been a lot of snook. Scooter have started, the shoal cooter, tunny. So the guys are having some good fun out there. Bottoms, as per normal, good couple of steelback caught. A couple of doggers, things like that have been caught. And the bay, the guys are still getting some lovely grunter, kingy, springer on the artificial. And yeah, that's about it, my bud. Have a great week. Thanks, bro.
Well, good day, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters again. Well, down to fishing over the last week. On the bottom fishing side, yeah, the slingers have been coming out again. And some quite nice bottom fish, some nice rock rods on the far northern side. But yeah, the main thing over the week has been definitely the Dorado and the nice tuna we've been getting. Yeah, we've got quite a few Dorado during the week and some nice tuna, all in that range of those 15 to 20 kilogram tuna, some very nice quality specimens. The other news that's been happening around the Sloty Peace Cottage area have been the kuta. There's been quite a few kuta out for the paddle ski guys and the guys trawling in the shallows. So guys, yeah, tight lines, keep it safe and good luck.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. So, as Mike was saying, when the weather's good, the fishing is good. And there has been a lot of fish to be caught. A lot of good species of inedibles. Looks like the bronze bream is still on the bite. They certainly aren't leaving. And as Brad mentioned, Dorado, Kuta, and some quality tuna. Looks like Durban is certainly the prime fishing zone and definitely keeping those rods bending. So, guys, before we get out of Durban, just a reminder, it is the Kingfisher Durban Branch annual clearance sale, so make sure you take advantage of those specials that are in there. Now moving on to Bolito and Salt Rock, we are with Jesse from the Kingfisher branch, and he is going to be telling us what he's been hearing about over this past week.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing all right. Enjoying the better weather that we've been having. Nice to see the rain has finally stopped and things seem to be clearing up. We've got some excellent weather for the week ahead, if I'm not mistaken, and weekend's looking excellent. I think this week we've had a little bit of mixed reports coming through from the guys. It hasn't been great. It hasn't been terrible. From the boat, it's definitely been a lot better. The guys are getting excited. The guys are getting out there, catching a lot of dories, catching a couple of kuta, catching a lot of tuna. So offshore definitely seems to be the place to be now. I think going into this time of the year, it's always like this. It's always exciting. But I think because we've had such relatively poor fishing to the build-up of this, it's just that much more exciting when it does happen like this. And the guys are catching a lot of dories. It's quite easy. It's not a case of go out there and puzzle for one fish. The guys are going out and catching twos, threes, fours. So I definitely suggest going out there and putting a bait out for a dory. If you're going to be launching from Durban all the way up to Sudana side, the guys have been catching a ton. South of Durban, I haven't really heard a heck of a lot, but it's mainly because my client base is based up in this side. But I would assume that there would be a couple of dories coming out south as well. Apart from dories, as I said, one or two kuta coming out, and then quite a few tuna as well, which is nice. And that is mainly off the Tinley and Salt Rock area. One or two just off the inner Durban area as well. And then coming back to the surf side of things, we've had decent fishing, but nothing great. There's still been a couple of shad, but it's definitely tapered down. The guys have been having a lot of fun spinning for them, just enjoying some catch and release fishing here at in Bolito and Salt Rock. And then the one nice thing that we've seen is that the rocks are a little bit more barren of poaching anglers catching shad in their dozens. So that's a positive thing about that, when the shad kind of tapers off a little bit. And then other species like garrick, there's been a surprise one or two catch. They seem to have just popped back a little bit, and we've caught one or two. Other than that, looking at your bronze bream, stone bream, all of your smaller rock species, it's been very quiet. But we've seen a heck of a lot of smaller species. When I say that, I'm talking little carantine and little blacktail. Wave garrick are starting to move down, obviously, as the water heats up a little bit. So we still had some good fishing for the guys that want to go down and take their kids down and have some fun. But as I said, nothing that big yet. Cob, we're moving on in cob for the year, but there's still one or two catches, so, which to me just means it's been an excellent cob season all around, given the period that we've been catching them for. And then a little bit further north, the guys are catching quite a few sharks and flatfish, and edible seems to be picking up nicely, as it should for this time of the year. And other than that, it's just been fairly average, and like I said, we can't say that there aren't fish biting, but it would be nice if we had a little bit of feedback, especially going into this time of the year. There's going to be a lot more people in the water, a lot more people fishing, especially now with the beaches opening up again. I read yesterday that Mplanga and all of those beaches, the Durban beaches, are open again. Whether or not it is 100% safe, it's difficult to say. There's a lot of red tape there, and I would assume that you know, it's definitely improving from what it was 2 weeks back when we had that raw sewage spilling out. But we still can't say that it's 100% safe. And I don't really feel confident that it's 100% safe for bathing. But I would still go down and put a line out. I wouldn't necessarily wade to put a bait over the bank and whatever. But I'll definitely go down and still have some fun there. So, yeah, guys, that's it. Let us know what's happening. We'd appreciate that. And good luck. Tight lines, guys. Cheers.
Thank you so much for that, Jesse. Yes, it certainly seems as though the offshore fishing is certainly performing better than the rock and surf side of things. However, there is still that odd Cobb and Garrick on the bite. And yeah, nothing wrong with that. It certainly seems as though summer species are here, because you guys are definitely getting those rods bending on that inedible action. And yeah, if anything else, the weather is looking good for the weekend. So now moving on to Mtanzini, we are with Nick with this week's fishing report. And this is what he had to say about it.
Now, afternoon, Nick. I'm a windy Mtanzini. Yesterday, one of the speedboats popped out and just went to Spark Cove looking for Peter. We haven't caught on, you know, in our waters yet. They managed a lot of beaches. At least they got some dances. Now, beaches, they often hang around the coast. You see how the river opened, which is good for the rock and surf anglers. Fishing on the other side of where the... you can only fish on the south side, sorry. The north side will be in the bathing area. So the guys have been catching a lot of shad there. But they say the shad are very thin. So maybe they finished laying all the eggs in time for tomorrow. But it's normal for us to get thin shad now. But there are plenty of them, baby spinners. Multi, but we're particularly interested in people reporting catches of black spot shark. Got a black dot on its pectoral fin, and it doesn't actually quite, the black doesn't touch the edges like a spinner or a black tip shark. The human shark, I spelled human. It was actually named after Dr. Human, that discovered the shark in Saguana Bay. About 3 years ago, it was recorded as being caught down here, and it's of particular interest to ocean life. The river is very dirty. We had, it was on Sunday night, 70 mils of rain. You will get catch a little bit of fish, very difficult though. So then probably the easiest thing to do is to go up to the river mouth and fish the incoming tide. You'll notice that when there's a lot of sand particles in the water like there is now, it's not pleasant for the fish, so they sort of move out, move away. Oh, the weather doesn't look too great on Saturday. Sunday is better. People want to go out deep sea fishing, so it must be good. The Zululand fishing clubs are fishing what they call a turkey trot on Sunday. There'll be a lot of anglers in our waters on Sunday. And I know some clubs that want to come and fish postal there over the weekend. I'm waiting for them to call. Yeah, so everyone have a good time on the weekend. And good luck to all the guys fishing the turkey trot.
Thank you so much, Nick. Always great to hear from you, my friend. And I am even more glad to hear about the Siola River that's been opened up. And I'm sure between next week's turkey trot competition as well as the postals being fished up in your area, we can expect a lot of good fishing news from you. Guys, Nick was talking to me about this turkey trot competition, and it's such a good tradition that has been going on up in Zululand for the past couple of years. The guys can win a turkey or a chicken or whatever it is, but it's more about the bragging rights, and it's more about a tradition that's continued by Mr. Arthur Powell. Now, moving on to Richards Bay, we are with Ali with this week's fishing report, and this is what Ali's news is all about.
Hi, guys. It's Ali again from Richards Bay. The fishing this past week went extremely well, with plenty of marlin and dorado being caught, as well as some wahoo and tuna. All being caught using live bait or conas. Funny enough, they were all caught shallow around the 35 meter reefs near Dawson's or Mtanzini. And then in our harbour, anglers have been catching plenty of shads and salmon. If you're new or just visiting in Richards Bay, Pelican and Algon Strand are good spots to go fishing or just take the family out and go to the beach. And if you're looking for a charter, you can visit us on Google at KZN Fishing Charters. That's all for now. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ellie. I'm so glad to hear the fishing has still been very good up in Richards Bay. And yes, I do agree, Pelican Island is an area where I've never missed a fish. So yeah, guys, if you're heading up to Richards Bay, that is certainly an area to go and drop a line. Now, that rounds off our saltwater report for this week. Now, moving on to the freshwater, who better than Jan from the Kingfisher, Pietermaritzburg.
So, hey guys, Jan here from the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg. After a week of miserable weather, we get a break, and so I hope you'll be getting out and quote-unquote making the hay while the sun shines before the next round of Miz. A mate has his parents coming over from Europe to visit, and they said that they were looking for the SA sunshine. Then his response was, welcome to London. Well, I guess that about sums it up. On the upside, the temperatures are nowhere near London, and even a bit too warm already for the trout anglers predominantly. But hey, we can't have it all, so we look forward to the spot in time when the planets do align. So just guys, time to get out there and make the best of what we can. Trust everybody got wind of our massive four-day Kingfisher Black Friday sale last week. It certainly seems that way up here on the hill, and it leaves me only to impart a massive thank you to all our customers that supported the sale. Buy a donkey. Hope you guys managed to get out already and make use of your new acquisitions. Otherwise, let's get down to it and let's have a look-see as to where you might just be able to get out and throw a line. So the last week of Miz was mostly just that. Thick mist and light drizzle. And there wasn't really that much rain to report, come to think of it. But enough to keep conditions wet and muddy. Also, it seems that it kept the barometer low. And as we know, fish are not partial to low pressure and tend to go zip-lip. That seems to be the case with the Stillwater trout, as literally only a handful of returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club anglers have been in, and with only one of those reports actually mentioning fish. Biggest coming in just shy of 40 centimeters or 15 inches. Another report mentioned fish porpoising, quote unquote, which simply exacerbates the situation. So we know that they are out there, but when they refuse to play the game, that is just a big double ouch. Which is unfortunately something I can report on firsthand, as I took the opportunity to get out on the first clear day this week. And having the same experience, having flogged the water for the better part of the day, to no avail. I have a couple of, in brackets, possible excuses, and these I will stick to. Dirty water, 3, maybe 4 feet visibility, along with that incumbent low pressure hanging over from last week, combining to give the fish lockjaw. But that is even if they saw the fly in the low vis. As mentioned in the NFFC report, fish were moving here and there, swirls possibly indicating an emergence of some sort, bolstered by swallows dipping on the water for a period, so something was eating something, and then along with some seriously splashy rises and even fish jumping clear of the water. I gave it my all, from streamers to snails to fishing a dropper rig of emerges and small stuff, but not so much as even a bump. So it goes, I guess. It's called fishing after all and not catching. And fingers crossed, better luck next time for me. Also, only a couple of NFFC returns from the river anglers, but they are fish. It interests me that many a Stillwater angler comments that they find river fishing so technical. But in fact, if you know how a river works, you know, and I say no, pretty much, where the fish will or should be. Even under high and dirty water conditions, one can find fish. And as shown by these returns, both from the NFFC beats on the Middle Moy River. And some good numbers of fish too. Largest return was for 10 fish, of which the longest fish pulled the tape to just shy of 40 centimeters, again 15 inches. That's a good day on the river by anybody's standards. Last weekend also saw the long-awaited NFFC River Clinic, and while the weather didn't exactly play ball, as mentioned by the returns above, the fish were certainly about, and some good fish were caught by the clinic attendees. I shot up after work on a Saturday just for the afternoon, nice and cozy in the lodge, while I saw the drowned rats of anglers coming in, but all smiles were the fish caught. The series of clinics held by the NFFC have gone down a treat and look to becoming an annual fixture on the NFFC calendar. So guys, keep an eye on the NFFC socials or come by and chat to me at the Kingfisher if you want to get in on the action. Again, unfortunately, very little word to be heard from the bass anglers. As mentioned previously, that current comp, which is running until the end of December, is unfortunately, I think, keeping anglers having their catches very, very close to their chest. Not a word of a decent fish anyway. Also, no reports from the scaly or Natal yellowfish anglers. No doubt river flows and color from the beats lower down is keeping them at home. Sterkfontein continues to be a bit of a hit and miss affair, some days on and others off, but I guess one needs to be there to catch the on. Top tip is to watch the weather around Harrismith and Sturkey's area for a run of 2 to 3 days of decent hot weather, and if nothing is brewing after that, make the run up. Having seen a couple of images from the socials showing some characteristic spawning bumps on the fish, it seems that things are starting to happen. So guys, you just got to be there, I guess. Thank you once again for all of our customers supporting the Black Friday sale. And guys, do stop by the Kingfisher in Pietermaritzburg for the best in tackle and advice. Tight lines. Until next time.
Thank you so much for that, Jan. Another very interesting report. Even though those bass anglers are keeping their cards so tight to their chest, you still managed to keep me intrigued. And my friend, 10 points for effort on your tough day fishing. You really tried your heart out. And yeah, I guess that's why, like you said, that's why they call it fishing instead of catching. So guys, that rounds off this week's Angler News KZN Fishing Report. There is certainly a huge amount of fish to be caught. The weather's looking good. It is the 1st of December. Shad season's open. There is Garrick. There is Cobb. There is Dorado, Cooter, Snook, inedible action, sharks, carp, bass, fly fishing action. Guys, you name it, KZN has it. And I hope you've chosen your fishing zone wisely, because you really should be out there. Just remember, it is the Kingfisher annual clearance sale. If you are looking to score some really awesome deals on items that have been cleared out for the year, Kingfisher 53 Hunter Street, Durban is the place to be. Guys, that rounds it off for this week. I am Vanessa Green for Angler News South Africa. Always remember, keep that fishing area tidy, respect those bag limits, and fish for the future. Guys, special thanks to the Kingfisher for making this show possible. We could not do this without them, and more so, we could not do this without the expert correspondents from their stores. So guys, always make sure to support those that support you, and in this case, the Kingfisher.
This show is proudly brought to you by the Kingfisher. The Kingfisher has stores in Hunter Street, Durban, Tackle Center, Durban, Warner Beach, Pietermaritzburg, Kloof, Ballito, and now in Salt Rock at the Tiffany Center.